30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Open line hour here at 9 o'clock. Anything you want to talk about your house, home, castle, or cabin, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text can be sent to 411-923, or you can send a picture to info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need a little help, photo ID or identifying a project or help explain what it is you're trying to tackle. We do take all three forms of communication. A lot of people, especially the ones that have been listening for 30 years, say, well, why don't you guys take more calls? Are you not a call-in talk show? We absolutely are. It is not the same as it used to be. Things change, times change. People used to sit on their phones that actually had a cord from the handheld receiver back to the phone itself that was plugged into the wall, and they would sit there for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour and 20 minutes as we made our way through calls, but first in, first out. All lines would be full, and people would sit there forever waiting for their call to get answered, but that was a time we didn't have internet either. You can't imagine if we don't personally answer the phone in the studio in less than 3 minutes, the person that's on hold hangs up. So when you call the broadcast, you get put on hold and you hear the broadcast so that you know you actually are online and we'll get to you. But if somebody doesn't pick up the phone on our side and say, Rosie on the House will be with you, please hold for just a moment as we get all the calls on hold. If you can't get that in less than 3 minutes, gone, out. People don't have the patience for that anymore. When somebody was on a handheld receiver in their home, it was a nice, quiet environment. It was a controlled environment. Very seldom do we get calls like that anymore. They're out and about. They're driving. They're on Bluetooth. They're in the hardware store. They're at a soccer game. Whatever the case may be, we've got to protect the listener experience for the rest of the audience. It is very irritating to be listening to a radio broadcast and you hear the host go to a call and it's somebody driving and it's loud and it's echoing and you say, hey, Dan, welcome to the call. Welcome to the broadcast. And Dan, you mean Daniel? Oh, sorry, Daniel, what would you like to talk about? And then you go, hey, I've been listening forever and you've wasted 30 seconds of airtime and you haven't even got to the question yet. And that's extremely poor listening experience. So if you're going to call and be part of the broadcast, got to bring your A game and got to be part of the program. It's 1-888-767-4348. We took a couple calls during the tree hour, some great questions, but they were people that didn't want to go on air. I just want to ask my question. Could I ask it and be gone? We do that as well. Text again, 411-923, email info@rosieonthehouse.com. We try and accommodate whatever form of communication you like to do. We make that available during the broadcast. The phone number and email, 24/7 at the office. The text is only during the broadcast. So if you don't get an answer during the broadcast, it'll be next week as we're going through all of our broadcast follow-up. 2019 calendars are getting ready to go to print. This is the last week to submit a photo for the 2019 home maintenance calendar. We've got some beautiful pictures that have submitted. One gentleman, I think we need to get Jim somehow into an interview. We had a hot air balloon interview with Arizona Hot Air Balloons probably about a year ago. And Jim submitted at least 5 different hot air balloon pictures from all over Arizona. This one's over a golf course in the desert. One was from Page, Arizona, at the what did he call it? The Balloon Regatta, whatever. But if you've got a picture of Arizona landscape or wildlife, you can submit that to info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we will put that on our calendar page. Go to rosieonthehouse.com/calendar. And all next week, our listeners will be voting on which one of those calendars will be in our 2019 home maintenance calendar. It is a free publication that we send to anybody that would like it. If you ask for one in 2018, our first time we printed one, you don't need to ever ask for another one. We'll just send it to you until you want it stopped. Then you let us know, hey, take me off your mailing list. We'll take you off the mailing list. But you don't need to keep asking every year. It's something that was so popular. We will continue to do that and provide it as a free service to all of our listening audience. And what it helps us do is it's helped us really enhance the content of home improvement, the content in our outdoor living hour, the content in our topic-driven hour, which is our 10 o'clock hour, next hour, where we're spending the month on home finance. Because it gives us an entire year to prep for that topic. And what we're planning on doing for 2019, takes 2018 and puts it on steroids. We'll be adding video content. We'll be adding a lot more resources. It will be a complete how-to guide to getting everything around your house, home, castle, or cabin taken care of. And if you do these maintenance tasks that all of our homes need on a weekly, monthly, and annual basis, you'll never end up in a situation where you're so overwhelmed by your chores and your to-dos that you just give up and say, heck with it all, and the house starts to just fall around you. One more way that we work to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We'll get to Adrian calling from Levine. Start us off on this hour talking attic insulation. Welcome, Adrian.
Hello. Hi. I'm going to be insulating my attic this next couple weeks and purchasing a new AC unit. So I have some recessed can lighting in the attic. I was told they leak a lot of air, and I'm trying to find a way I can seal these up to prevent air loss and make my home more efficient.
Now, you have been told that. Have you done a home energy audit to verify that? Because if they were properly installed and properly insulated when the home was built, there shouldn't be an issue.
Well, I did have a home energy audit done. They mentioned there is some leaking. I also have some in ceiling speakers that need to be sealed up as well. But I also, the biggest thing is I need to re-insulate. My insulation has settled. So I guess if I don't need it done, but I do have in ceiling speakers that I do need to get sealed up.
Okay. And the energy audit did show that those are potential problem areas that need to be readdressed.
Yeah, it did.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of different things we can do here. First, recessed can lights, most of them today are built to be covered in insulation. So what we have to do is go back to the builder and find out if they have record on what type of ceiling cans we use, because if they can be covered in insulation, then you just blowing in the insulation. If not, then yes, we do need to put some kind of, whether it's cardboard cover over the top of it to keep the insulation from falling on top of the recessed can lighting. Why that's critical, when they were first came out, these hot halogen lights that are in your attic, if the insulation's sitting on those and all of that heat is building up, it could be a potential for a fire damage. But they've designed them now where they come self-insulated, so you can just put your regular insulation right over the top. If they aren't that type, we do have to construct some kind of, whether it's a cardboard dome out of some strong crafting paper. And I say crafting, you know, I'm talking like almost cardboard type, because you want that to be structural for a period of time. Another option, when you're, and you had mentioned speakers as well, they do make these things. I mean, I don't know that you need to necessarily take the time and effort to go buy one, because it's easy enough to make any kind of structure to go over, like I said, out of cardboard. So hang tight. We've got a special interview we're going to bring on the line real quick, and we'll get you more information during the commercial break or in the next segment of the broadcast. But you did the right thing. You got a home energy audit. Just follow the steps on there and don't overkill. That is something that can very easily be overanalyzed. Insulation is a very easy math number game. Adrian, hang tight. We're going to get to you, but I've got to sneak in Steven first, because Steven is one of the new partners at Rosie on the House. Mr. Williams, long time coming. That's all I can say. Do we have Steven with us on 5?
I'm here.
Hey, so.
Can you hear me, Romy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Maybe I was in a bad spot in the house.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you first approached us. This goes back to 2011, and it has taken up until this time for us to bring you on the network as a certified partner. Talk about the service that you've really just invented.
Oh, goodness.
We'll try again a little bit later, but basically what Stephen does is he realized that when you put wood outside in Arizona, whether it's the structural vigas on a Santa Fe-style home, the beams that support our patios, exposed wood is a pretty look, but it's not a good building material for Arizona. So he started building and molding fiberglass sleeves that then cover all these old exposed wood beams that are just getting beat up and blistered by the sun, and they look just like wood. They'll last a lot longer than the exposed wood that's out there, and it protects and keeps you from having one more maintenance item of getting out there and re-oiling your vigas or having to get them epoxy injected for structural support to aid them through it. Anything out in the sun gets beat up, and fiberglass is just a much better material to get weathered against. So it's keeping that real honest look of wood, but you're doing it with fiberglass, and you're doing it with something that can be then replaced again as it deteriorates over a 10-15 period of time without having to worry about replacing the entire wood viga. So that is Saw, S-A-W, Saw Viga Tales out of Tucson, Arizona. A lot of Santa Fe-style homes in the area. And it was a recognition of the NIDA service, and we've got a local guy that found the solution for it.